If a husband or wife has cheated, but then they've decided to stay together, where do they go from here? I think it's going to be incredibly important that they confess what they've done, not hide it. A man who commits adultery or a woman who commits adultery and then hates what they've done, renounces it, might think, maybe they never to know. Maybe they never have to know. I doubt it. I'd resist that temptation, and I would deeply renounce and repent towards God, and then I would go to her or him in some moment where there's enough time to deal with it deeply and confess the whole situation and plead with them for forgiveness and ask them to trust again and then be willing and able to deal with the distrust that's going to last a long time. She or he may forgive quickly. Trust and forgiveness are not the same. She thought you were faithful, he thought you were faithful, and you weren't, and so how does she know you're not now pulling the wool over her eyes? And so a man needs to settle it. I have wrecked this marriage for probably several years to come. I've got to win her again. I've got to establish again what has been so wounded. When a wound that deep has been delivered to a woman's heart or a man's heart, you just stitch this up and go on as usual. That doesn't happen. And so I would say, where do we go from here? We go to confession to the Lord, receiving profound, deep cleansing of the blood of Christ. You go to the wife or the husband, you lay it out with broken-hearted confession, and then you, with deep confidence in God, expect that there will be distrust for a long time, and you humbly win her back. You don't say, well, I thought you were supposed to forgive me. You're acting like you don't even trust me. Well, that attitude is the attitude that caused the sin in the first place. Humility doesn't talk like that. It just returns good for evil here and loves and loves and loves until the thing is rebuilt fully. And that time will come. It can really come. I've seen it come for couples.